Hi, here's Sam from the future, and I'm here to warn you about the contents of this episode. Mindy went a little crazy here. So be warned about character death, gore, plane crash, blood, and especially after minute 48, it got quite traumatic for poor past Sam. So please be warned, and if you want to, enjoy this episode, and bye.
Bonjour. So, bonjour, bonjour, and welcome to Fiction After Lunch. I'm Mindy.
I'm Sam.
And you are?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Yes.
Why are you dissatisfied?
Because you're already curbing my expectations towards the upcoming chapter.
And ah!
I have to admit, I'm a bit frightened.
Why are you frightened?
Because you've made some interesting remarks about the quality and about the content of the upcoming parts. So
What did I say about the content and
quality? It might be surprising and devastating.
Devastating?
Yes. It might change. It might alterate our reality.
Yes, exactly, your reality. Yes, because this chapter, I wrote the chapter, and I think I took...
It took me
3 months or 2 months, but actually I was not writing at it like all the time. I was
not
just
24-7.
Like, you have no, made no, some no. breaks. I was writing like maybe once in a week, so maybe it's not the work from 3 months, but maybe from 3 weeks or something. If you just count the time that I used for it.
So,
but actually, what I want to say is that I worked the hardest on this chapter.
The hardest
so far.
In your life?
Yes. Actually, yes.
Really?
The hardest on my life. Like, actually, I never wrote in my life, like, regarding a story, what I
You
did.
Never wrote a story in your life?
Yes, kind of.
Because it's a new life. It's a new part of your life now.
Yeah, it's a new part of my life, and I'm actually really scared because now I translated it again. Like, I wrote it first in German and everything, then I translated it. But this time I also did, like, how's it called, reviewing.
You edited your chapter.
I edited it. So I tried, like, Sam told me that I should use, like, more synonyms.
Yes, don't always use the same words.
Yes. So,
in a very close range.
Yeah, so sentence. I was like, actually, I was sitting at my table and trying to change my chapter, and I was having like the synonym Google page open. Like, I was searching words for like looking and seeing and giving and all of these like standard verbs and words.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some really nice ones, so sometimes I'm not really sure if they're really. If they're good.
So, will
so
it,
you, this will be your grade.
Will it still be in English?
Yes, it will be.
Really?
It will not be in Swedish or anything.
Oh.
Like, this reminds me actually of some other things that happened yesterday. I was watching an anime episode, and sometimes the subtitles changed to Spanish. And I was like, wow, the anime character can speak Spanish somehow.
That's because the characters use the different language towards each other, and so they wanted to reproduce this feeling, this
yes.
sentiment, in a way that is understandable to the viewers.
Yes.
And therefore, they even took another language for the subtitles.
Yeah. I think someone wanted to make a joke and no one really realized it.
Ah, yes, of course.
Yes. Okay, but...
So many
before
people.
Before we start, what did we have for lunch?
Yeah, Meg, what did we have for lunch?
A terribly disgusting... delicious...
You liked it? You ate three plates of it.
I admired your cooking skills. And...
Was this a cooking
skill
have...
you know? You have used fish from a can.
Yes.
Canned fish?
Two canned
oh,
fish.
Oh,
what
goodness.
What flavors did they have?
Decadence.
No idea.
Herring.
I think it was paprika and something
tomato
else.
Tomato sauce. Yeah.
Like tomato sauce, paprika, and
then
fish.
You've taken some noodles, some corn, and beans.
Yeah, beans and paprika.
It's been a bit like a chili con carne, but without chili and without carne.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's been similar in taste, the roasty flavours.
Yeah, I think I really enjoyed it. I think I ate like 3 or 4 plates or something. Like small plates, really small plates. Look on our Instagram page, it's like a really small amount which we ate. But
it sounded pretty crunchy in your mouth.
In my mouth?
The plates.
The plates.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, yeah. I also ate the plates. Like, I don't use reusable plates. Ugh.
No. We eat them. We eat them whole or we throw them away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm really excited. The chapter is really long. And I don't know if we can manage to read everything of it today, but we will try our best. And so, let's go into the chapter. Chapter title. Sam, do you want to read it?
Chapter 19. Let's make a contract.
My reading, first of all.
Okay.
In a remote warehouse on the outskirts of the city, you see a tall man wearing a brown bear mask on a tattered sofa in the middle of a big hall of a warehouse by the city harbor, which is apparently no longer in use.
Good sentence.
Really? Is it an improvement already, or?
It's an improvement. It's not perfect, but it's an improvement.
Yeah, I think you can improve it. Like, I know that I change words and use synonyms, but I know that sometimes my, how's it called, my, not the grammar, but the starting of a sentence, the starting word is normally like a he, she, or you, or something.
No, it's
so
for
I didn't use so many different words.
You've changed it to granny, grandma.
What, grandma?
Yeah. Because it changed your grandma.
Yeah, my grandma was sitting by me while I was writing this chapter, and she was like, oh, yeah, you need to do this. My Italian grandma. No,
Oh, goodness.
I'm not Italian, by the way. Even if we make jokes about it all the time.
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
And, but, Meg, actually, this guy will be interesting for you.
Yeah, I see. A man wearing a brown bear mask.
Yes.
Like I do.
like you do. He was flipping through some documents that were scattered on a small glass table in front of him. Many documents showed wet numbers, which was never a good sign. The man heaved a big sigh and clasped his paws in front of his face in despair.
In despair.
In despair.
No, it's a man with a brown bear mask and paws.
What?
Are those his real paws?
You don't know.
I don't. And now I'm trembling.
I think Mac doesn't know about Floopy, does he?
I do know about Floopy.
Do you know that in the last, I think it was in the last chapter that you wrote, that we... How's it called? We made the big reveal that Floopy is not a bear, but he's just a guy in a bear suit.
He's wearing a costume, and maybe we should recap some chapters sometime.
Oh yeah, what happened the last time? Actually, I have no idea.
It was so long ago.
Forget about the brown bear masks. It doesn't matter anymore.
I think the important thing was that Walter and Floopy got together again.
Use reverse spoilers. Reverse spoilers.
Reversed spoilers.
Yeah.
But I think the main... Like, okay, I will already spoil you one thing. Walter and Floopy are not in this chapter.
Oh, good. I'm scared for them. Okay. Now I can be happy.
So Sam can be happy now because she was scared that I will do something to Walter.
Yeah.
But I will not do something to Walter.
Okay.
Maybe to Floopy, but you don't know.
Yeah.
I told you now that he might not be in the chapter, but maybe in a different way.
Yeah, okay. But for the other characters, Mindy and Jim had stolen the microwave from Lisa's father. And they took the microwave with them and they fought tomato monsters.
With the microwave? Wow. Carrying the microwave and Mindy was
just
on high heels all the time. Professional.
Yes.
And Vivi tomatoes are all allergic to the microwave, so...
No, she was hitting them with the microwave.
Yeah, like...
Ah, physical violence. Great.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought something more refined.
But the tomato problem actually got solved because I think you wrote that the soldiers or something were like erasing them, and then the tomato problem was solved, right?
Ah.
Mostly.
Mostly. So the government finally decided to do something against the tomato plant.
They changed the source code of the world.
What did they change? What do you want to tell us? Don't smile at me. Talk with me.
Anyway, Kay and Claire were on their way still to the hospital, and
yes.
Kay wasn't feeling too good, and Lucy was still with them, but mm-hmm. Floppy had jumped out of the car after getting hit by the car.
Yes.
What? How did he get inside in the first place?
He got hit by the car.
He got hit by the car, then they wanted to drive him to the hospital, but he wanted to get out of the car, so he jumped out of the car and went to his old home, where he got shot.
I think Floppy had a really bad day.
Yeah. Where he got shot by Zen?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, Zen, I totally forgot.
Zen's got a bad day.
Yeah, I think Zen got the most, like, more bad day.
Worst. More bad day.
More bad day.
He's even got a more better day.
Because, Meg, I think a big spoiler for you would be, okay, big spoiler for the people who didn't listen to the last chapter.
This Please is now skip. Your... Listen to the last chapter. I wrote it. You should listen to it.
Yeah. Listen to it. Because Zen died.
Yeah.
Sam killed Zen.
Yeah.
But actually, in the chapter, Paula killed. Like, Walter and Paula together killed
Sam.
Oh,
yes, I remember, because I tuned in, and therefore...
You tuned in?
Yes.
Ah, cool.
Yes. Ah, you heard about you heard
of
it.
Of course.
I think I showed you, because I was, like, so sad that Zen died, and I was like, Meg, she killed Zen! How could she do it? I was crying, tears running down my face.
My pullover's still wet.
They are still wet. I'm still crying.
No, not your eyes.
Internally.
My pullover. Wearing.
Why is your pullover wet?
From your tears.
From my tears.
Yes.
Aww. Yes. So, and...
Oh, I have to tell you. I have to tell you, please. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yeah.
Yes? Zen's dead.
No! Don't kill Zen.
Well, Zen is dead, and Walter and Floppy were in the hospital together because Walter was contacted after Floppy arrived at the hospital because he was still his emergency contact.
Yeah, and actually Floppy got shot by the bullet from Zen in front of Walter's house. So yes. I think he saw what happened at some point. Like, he went outside the house and like, oh, my dead husband. Almost dead husband.
So they slaughtered two people with one bullet?
No.
Floppy survived because he had his bear costume. Good costume.
Iron plated.
Which wasn't taken off during the surgery.
Ah, yes, of course.
That's important to know.
Yes, very important.
Yeah, I think that wasn't it everything? And now Mindy and Jim are in the process
Why don't you take an hour for your episode? You may just cut it short in 5 minutes recap.
Yeah! I just wrote random 9,300 words and like the first few lines are everyone got shot, bye bye.
Tell us just what is it all about? Oh yes, let me tell you, and 5 minutes later, oh yes, that's the plot, now let's read it, why? For the sake of it, for the beauty.
Yes. But should we continue? Because I think we recapped everything so far.
Mm-hmm.
For the people who are more interested in... Like, you should listen to the... Like, it's very weird for you to listen now, because you should listen to the earlier chapters to understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, let's all remember the man and the man with a brown bear mask that clasped his... What?
Sorry.
That clasped his paws in front of his face in despair, like I do, frequently.
No,
it isn't.
No.
Okay. I'm wearing a green lizard mask.
Ah, yeah, for the colors. Blue is you. I like your color. Meg's color. Have fun.
Thank you.
You're reading the bear man.
I am reading the bear man.
Your color, Sam's color, is yellow.
Oh.
And my color is like pinkish. Pink.
Okay.
Red or something. And I normally vote... down, like, who's reading the narrator. Narrator. So, okay.
So it's my turn. I'm the man with the brown bear mask.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So he needs to have, like, a grumpy Bruno-like voice.
No one knows who Bruno is. You should
no one knows Bruno.
Yes. This is the biggest disaster since the great fish extermination 7 years ago. Not only. There are big problems with this month's fish delivery from Russia and the Netherlands, but also from America. What am I going to tell our customers?
He growled.
Was it a groaning voice? I don't know.
It's okay. And okay, so there was a fish extermination 7 years ago, yes?
Exterminate the fish!
The man lifted his head a little and looked at the documents again.
Now, all the newly planted tomatoes have also become tomato monsters, costing thousands of lives. The hospitals are overloaded, and there are not enough vital resources because our partners are not coming forward to solve the problem. We need those fish eyes!
Okay.
Fish eyes!
Fish eyes for maybe they are vital resources, you know?
The ones that Lisa used to garnish the octopus ice cream with.
Oh, I think it was Paula.
That was Paula. Yeah. Maybe she brought it from this guy, the fish ice. Because they don't, like, the lake itself was, like, all of the fish were exterminated.
Oh, yes.
And importing fish from other countries, you can say, because they are kind of vital for the people there.
Ah, my goodness. And so Paula is responsible for this shortage of fish ice because of her ice cream production? Possibly.
Maybe.
We don't know. Yet.
He picked up a sheet of paper where many country names were crossed out, seemingly with a red pen.
Goddamn, what's going on? Why is there no contact with the other countries, Ava? The news reports nothing. Well, the tomato army in the country was more important. But now that the situation is more relaxed, nothing. No news. Nothing at all. It seems as if contact with the outside world is cut off. As if no information should be spread. Or it can't?
While the tall man stood up, his bear coat blew behind him. He went... I don't think this is the correct word, actually. He's like, flew... How's it called?
He's farting.
Yes.
This is improving.
This is a very, very... How's it called? Intimate moment? What
intimate
is it?
Moment. An intimate moment. Is it?
Intimidate.
So while the tall man stood up, he emitted some gases, and therefore his bear coat blew up behind him.
Yes, that's exactly what happened and what I was planning to do.
That's the reason for his next step. Here, read it out.
He went...
We are all adults.
He went to a small window where he could see outside of the harbour.
And opened it.
Because the smell was, how's it called, unbelievable.
Letting him faint because it was so
fishy.
A fishy scent.
Oh, nice. Oh my god.
Populated the air.
Oh my god. The shipment should have arrived yesterday, before the tomato army. He rummaged a little in his breast pocket and wanted to take out his lavender pillow, which always helps him to relax in stressful situations. In the process, he also touched his wallet.
His empty wallet.
He stopped in his movement and instead of taking out the lavender pillow, he slowly takes out his wallet and opens it. It was an old brown wallet, which no longer looked like its initial price. So it looked old. Yes. Inside was only one small picture hidden behind some expired stamp cards. While he took the picture out of the wallet, it revealed the silhouettes of a woman and a man standing behind a small child with long brown hair, which was holding a teddy bear who was expressing a very grumpy face. All of them looked very happy in the picture. Bruno... the man's name, took this picture on the third birthday of the small child. He always was forced to watch over his niece when his brother and wife went to their weekly dates and dance classes.
Excuse me? Whose wife?
For, like, on the picture, there were, like, this, like, man and woman and the child.
Yeah.
And Bruno is the brother from the man.
The child's yes. uncle.
So he's the uncle of the child. So the child is his niece.
Okay.
Like, tante.
It's a daughter.
Yeah, the child is the daughter from the man and woman on in the picture.
Okay.
Yes.
And the Uncle
wife
Bruno
is the wife of the brother, not his
yes,
wife.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Like,
because it sounds really like. Yeah, I watch your kid when you check my wife.
Yeah, it's his sister-in-law. So they're not related by blood in any means.
Oh, this would be so funny. Yeah, he always went with my wife every week to say dance classes. Oh my god.
Show me your special dance.
Mmm.
And then the child steps
interesting.
In. The child steps in with bare ears and asks Uncle Bruno, "Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy?"
No, I'm not your daddy.
I'm not your daddy. I'm your uncle.
Maybe there are some kind of family issues here which we need to figure out.
We don't want to address it.
Maybe
right
we don't
now.
Want to address it.
Just let it,
that's
let
for
it
another
sit.
Story.
Let it sit for a bit, let it ripe, and it might get better.
Oh my god. I like that you mentioned this.
Okay.
He didn't understand why his brother trusted him so much. He hated kids. They're loud and smelly. Bruno enjoyed quietness and fresh smells.
Fresh smells he produced.
He produced.
Himself.
Fishy smells.
Yes.
Which is why he loved to take walks in the woods at least 3 times a day. I'm crying.
He remembered. Yeah.
Nee, I like that you are giving us details and you are really painting a picture of what is happening.
I noticed some effort.
Oh, yes. You already. Yeah, actually.
You can see the effort.
I think you will see that there's also like an effort declining at some point.
Okay.
Because
this is to be expected.
This is to be expected because I reviewed
you got bored.
My chapter yesterday until 1 a.m.
Oh. Yes.
So, and then I wanted to sleep and therefore I was like not reading over it once more. So
yeah.
The next POVs will be declining in quality, you can say, a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, this is what you can expect from me when I have a lot of time and time to review, you could say. He remembered always teaching his niece his 3 principles of living while she was still in her stroller.
Oh, yes. Let's have a nice conversation. Hello, my darling.
Yes, exactly. This
Listen
is what
carefully.
You can imagine. Listen.
First rule. In an emergency, there are no rules. Second rule. Don't show weakness to your enemy. Third rule. Everyone breaks a promise unless it's specified by a contract with punishment.
Do you have an idea who this girl might be?
Yes.
And from who she learned?
Yes. The brown hair gave it away.
The brown hair, right? The long
the
brown hair.
The only character with brown hair.
So, I think everyone knows who we are talking about, but
yeah.
Let's continue. Whether she listened to him in his monologues, no one knows. But
it had been fun.
He gritted his teeth a bit, as if remembering something unpleasant.
Unpleasing. Oh, is it?
But I think it should be unpleasant.
Yeah,
I think both, maybe.
Could be better. If it hadn't been for that damn meteor.
He felt great hatred welling up inside him.
No, it wasn't the meteor. I had it investigated. There was no evidence of a meteor that big that day. So, what killed you?
Oh, I like this.
or who?
Sound effects. did you want to say something? So you liked this sentence, yeah?
Yes, I liked the sentence, and I liked that you put little points and scrolled down, so it was more immersive for us.
Yes, this is what the listener couldn't see, but we had like, how's it called, break points, you could say?
Yes.
Like showing that you need to make a break and not continue reading.
Yeah.
Let's have a break.
let's drink an afternoon tea.
Yeah.
Oh.
And yeah, okay. So.
Hatred.
We don't know what this is about yet, but we will figure it out maybe.
A meteor, I guess.
A meteor.
Yeah.
But he thinks that maybe something killed them, but...
An alien spaceship.
Maybe! Who knows? Okay, knock knock.
Knock knock.
Who's there? Okay.
Knock knock, who this?
Who this?
New number.
New number. Oh god. Interrupted by a sudden knocking sound at the warehouse entrance, Bruno quickly returned the picture into his wallet and back into the inside pocket of his bear coat.
His bear coat.
His bear coat.
I still try to imagine how it might look like.
Yeah, what
a bear coat.
He's wearing a bear mask and he's having like a bear coat. What I was trying to imagine was that it was like, how's it called? Similar like a hoodie, you can say. Like having the bear hat as like... a hoodie thing that you can take
put over your
head.
Yeah.
And then like the West has like this bear
I see.
What is it? Fell.
Fur.
Yeah. Feeling something to it.
Oh. But I still can't take it seriously. A man standing in the warehouse shouting filled with rage in a bear hoodie.
And farting.
With a fishy scent in a cloud surrounding him.
Yes! I love this picture.
Next to a harbour, maybe the fishy scent might not originate in his intestines, but it might be creeping inside his warehouse from outside.
Yes.
Quick.
Welcome back to Fiction After Lunch.
Yes.
Lunch.
Outtakes. The knocking continued and became more and more witchers. Not so witchers. My neighbors. My poor neighbors. It's Sunday, you know?
Oh, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday. Please don't make sounds. So, I can already tell you it's like Lisa.
Okay.
No, I've seen what is written there. This is disgusting.
What?
No.
There's nothing.
Oh,
bad,
yes, of
actually.
Course.
No. Okay, Sam.
Uncle Bruno? Bruno, are you there? If you are there, please answer me. There's big trouble. Mr. Blob, the octopus. The octopus.
Bruno recognized his high voice, went to the door and quickly opened the warehouse entrance.
Lisa, what are you doing here? You know you're not supposed to come here. Who knows who could have followed you?
Lisa looked exhausted and leaned forward to catch her breath. She looked such as she had run a marathon. Bruno released another sigh and turned to go deeper into the warehouse.
Wait a minute. I'll get you a towel. You're sweating pathetically.
He grumbled in annoyance. He really didn't have time for babysitting right now. However, he couldn't proceed any further because Lisa was clutching desperately his bear coat. He glanced back back at her in surprise. She had tears in her eyes and...
What are you holding?
Lisa released his coat and raised her other hand. A tentacle, still slightly shaking, was wiggling in her hand.
Ooh.
Lisa was still breathing heavily and brought forward with sobs.
Bruno! Bruno, you have to help me! I made a big mess!
I love your crying voice.
What terrific experiments might have happened here?
Who knows?
Is this a tentacle Lisa is holding in her hand, or might her hand...
No, no, she's holding a tentacle. Oh, no, no, her hand is not a tentacle. She sorry might, if I didn't describe
she might
it correctly.
Turn into a tentacle.
No, 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 she's holding...
It is the tentacle.
I would assume, like...
a cucumber.
I would say like a yoga mat. You can.
Oh yes, of course.
Like holding.
Everyone can.
I measure my body parts in yoga mats.
Length.
Yeah, like an arm length, like a normal arm. She's holding, but
yes,
in the form of.
But
a
instead
tentacle.
Of a normal arm, there's a tentacle right
yes.
now.
Yes. So, do you want to figure out what happened?
No.
Good. Let's go back 7 years ago. 17 years ago.
17 years.
Oh my god. I'm having fun.
Yeah, so now Sam is reading, and we are now 17 years ago. 17 years ago.
Okay.
So what's the year? Like 2005, is it?
Not our time that we have. From the story...
Thank you, time.
Time, it will be 17 years ago.
Because the main characters, Mindy and Lisa and so on, are 20 years old. So,
yes, so now
there
should be
point.
Three at this point, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We see the man and... woman from Bruno's picture seated in the cramped seats of a plane. The woman had short brown hair and the man had black short hair while wearing a beard that was popular during the time.
Oh. Who doesn't know the good old-fashioned popular beard contest?
Yes. I mean, like a nice moustache.
Oh, yes, he's a nice moustache.
Yes.
Great writing here. Applause. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Enough. They seem to have a relaxing talk.
So you're now the man. So he's more...
Bruno's brother.
Yeah, Bruno's brother.
What kind of a person is Bruno's brother? He's bit more upbeat.
I think more upbeat. Like, Bruno is more, like, grumpy, you could say. And he's more, like, more nice, like, in his voice.
More.
Not so grumpy.
Not grumpy, but...
And more, very emotional, you could say. He's very emotional.
Really?
Yes.
Not just indifferent?
No, no, he's very emotional. More high, I think you can say.
Okay. How long are we going to fly?
Yeah, I think that's good.
The man wondered loudly while observing the upcoming crack of dawn from his window.
Okay, I'm now the woman. Oh god, a woman voice! How can I do this?
You can only do Mindy voice.
I can only do Mindy, but okay, this is Mindy's mom, so I can maybe manage it.
Shush.
Mindy, but old. Imagine to be 10 years older than now.
Granny.
I think I will have said it the same. Yeah, oh, granny. No.
Although, your age, you could easily have a three-year-old child by now.
Yeah, so maybe just my voice. I think I will just do my voice.
No pressure.
About 2 hours more.
Reply.
Maybe, wait.
Do it again.
About 2 hours more?
No, this was wrong.
Well, like a shaking grinny voice. About 2 hours more.
Oh, granny. Yeah, maybe let's make a granny over there then. About 2 hours more.
This is bollocks.
Replied the woman while enjoying a steaming cup of hot chocolate.
Flowing down her pants.
No. Steaming cup of hot chocolate. Observing their flight route on the monitor attached to the seat in front of her.
So there is a steaming cup of hot chocolate attached... it is attached to the seat in front of her that is observing their flight route.
No, you know, in the
sentient.
Plane there's normally like this monitor.
No, but you could understand it in that way, but it is a sentient and observing cup of hot chocolate. You know, replied the woman while enjoying... a steaming cup of hot chocolate observing their flight route on the monitor
yes.
attached to the seat in front of her.
You should have written chocolate and observing the flight route.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, okay, I think I forgot.
That's what
it
wanted.
Might
okay,
be
okay,
the
okay.
cup observing the flight. And this would bring a certain quality to this style of writing, which I personally do enjoy.
I do enjoy it too.
Object horror, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet I do think they didn't have monitors attached.
First class, back in 2000... back in the days.
Back in the days, they didn't.
Black and white...
Maybe this is a very high class, already high technology plane, who knows? Maybe they first tried it out or something. We don't know if the monitor is like...
Oh, yes.
Good working.
There's those big, clunky CRT black and white screens.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Pac-Man quality.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's seeing like a Pac-Man, like her plane, and then like ghost trying to eat the plane. Like, these are the clouds. Okay.
Let's play Pong on the plane.
Aww. Okay, Mac, now you are the man again?
Oh, the upbeat man,
the upbeat man.
Grump, okay. Oh, man, the flight is pretty long. I'm really looking forward to seeing my little Mindy again. My little Mindy. Oh, screw it. I'd like to repeat it.
I mean, like, you don't know how I was looking forward that you read it.
I'm trembling with fear. Okay, I'd like to do a recap here. And start the sentence right from the beginning so you can enjoy it even once more. I'll feel grateful.
I'm really grateful.
Great!
Yes!
I'm satisfied now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! The flight is pretty long. I'm really looking forward to seeing my little Mandy again! Hopefully she hasn't been lonely over the weekend.
I'm also imagining him like...
Are you crying? Like, please, don't be lonely!
Well, she won't be. Your brother is watching her. And even when he's not around, she can take care of herself just fine.
Said the woman while nipping a bit of her hot chocolate.
Nipping! Nice. Nipping! That's a nice word.
Yeah.
Nipping
chocolate. Great. Oh, yes. She's four!
Yes. But a strong and mature four.
Mature four. Oh,
mature four. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That's in the text.
Yes.
She winked back at him with a playful smile. He tried to stay serious and pouted at first, but couldn't restrain himself anymore and burst out in big laughter. It was a dream that they had, Mindy, 4 years ago. The birth survival rate was low for both mother and child.
What?
Like, the birth, like, it was a dream that they had, Mindy, for 4 years ago, that it, like, that they did, that she didn't die during the birth. And also the mother. This is what I want to indicate.
Are they dead now?
No, they survived, and therefore they are glad that the child and the mother survived.
They could have died. It was,
they could have died because the birth survival rate was very low. Like, they went to doctors and everything.
In that
maybe
particular case?
Yeah.
Were there complications?
Yeah.
Ah.
So maybe, I don't know, she had like a thin...
Because for instance, I had the impression that they might be fantasizing because they're so...
This would be great.
Like, oh yes, our daughter! You know? Oh.
Oh my god.
We have left our daughter alone, you know, the one that never eats.
Oh my god! No, this is not the way where I wanted to
go. Our daughter!
But this would...
I love my daughter!
This would have been actually quite interesting.
Ah, yes.
But yeah.
She's a fighter!
He said with a genuine smile.
That's right, and she got it from me!
Said the woman triumphantly and made a victory pose, almost dropping her hot chocolate.
On the plane?
Yes.
On the plane. Everyone knows that they have a daughter now on the plane.
Yes, because they are not talking so quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when she had that one accident with your old bobby car, breaking her arm? There was blood everywhere. But she didn't cry, and she tried to clean her wound herself.
Mummy, I can see my bones!
I'm glad
that's
you
exactly
got...
exactly how I imagine it.
I'm glad you got some bones!
Oh my god.
You got the bones it takes!
To survive.
Yes.
Well, she managed to restrain her tears from falling. But do you also remember the incident when she lost her small diddle mouse on the playground and cried for a whole week? Like, diddle mouse, maybe, is it more international or...?
No,
it's not international.
Not really.
It's like a small... maybe you can explain.
It's a small white mouse, and that was really popular when we were little.
Yes, and I actually lost one, and I was crying.
For a
on
week.
The playground, yes.
Okay.
I was so sad.
Yeah.
So this is real life, Mindy.
Based on real...
based on real events occurring in my childhood.
Hmm.
But not with the blood.
Welcome to the concept of kitsch.
Kitsch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who on earth did she get that from?
He asked his wife, mimicking her winking and playful expressions. She averted his gaze awkwardly, laughing. She looked out the window and recognized some stars awakening after the crack of dawn seemingly became brighter and brighter. One of the stars becoming significantly larger than the others.
Oh, look! What is that? Is it another plane? It seems to be getting bigger.
The woman asked. Her gaze was followed by the man's gaze. His eyes widening in shock of his upcoming realization.
Oh yeah, we were followed by the man's gaze. It's so fantastic. I like it. What is it? Oh yes, the realization that there's something approaching the plane.
Yeah.
But I'm a beat and I'm thrilled. It's getting bigger! We're going to collapse!
Question shout.
Question shout.
So, something seemed to have collided with the plane.
You know what would be really great? The sound of a church bell.
Oh! This might be cool.
Yeah. And then silence.
So now we have silence and points only.
Mm-hmm.
Are there are dots? Oh,
yeah,
right.
Dots. So, 15 minutes earlier, my reading and Jim POV.
Are we still 17 years ago?
Yes, yes. It's it's like 15 minutes earlier from the incident. Okay.
Is it by any chance the alien spaceship?
Continue reading.
Really?
Jim Wise!
Yeah. Paul, stop drinking the fuel! We're going to crash!
Oh, it's my reading. I saw that you wanted to read, sorry. But you will read Paul.
Okay.
Paul, in his robot form, chased by Jim in his alien form, seemed to be drinking some liquid in joy from a tube which was connected to the controls of the spaceship and now also with his mouth.
But it's so tasty!
I agree, but still, we need this, or we'll both die.
What is dying, Master?
Changing the colour of the fabric.
Yeah, let's see what Jim has as an explanation. Jim raised his finger and was about to explain, however, thought for a brief moment.
It is a kind of transportation to another place, but without a vehicle.
Jim pointed to his backpack.
For example, if I lose my pack, I will die within 10 minutes and have no way to get back.
Sounds like important information we are getting for the rest of the chapter.
Maybe.
No?
Maybe.
Okay. Yay, different place! Did we die today coming here? Do they also have squirrels and tacos?
Jim was a little lost in thought. He has been on Earth for a few years and was just on a little exploration trip, maybe?
Mm.
To a new...
Exploratory
trip to a new country.
What about mission?
Oh, maybe.
maybe. It's a mission he gave himself, so.
Of course. Yeah. Self-obliged mission.
Yeah, when you go on a trip, you don't say, I'm on a mission normally. Like, maybe you're exploring, adventuring.
Don't you?
Okay.
We could say you are on an adventure.
Yeah, maybe on a little adventure. Yeah. So, little adventure trip maybe to a new country to spy on these people. All of his plans have failed so far.
Why does Jim say no?
Because I said all of his plans have failed so far.
Ah, please, repeat it for me.
All of his plans have failed so far?
No, they didn't! It's just that damn dip human always interferes. Without him, the world would already be in chaos.
Like, the dip human is someone from the original story who always...
Yes.
...managed to, like, make Jim fail his plans to conquer the world, you can say?
Yes.
Or to destroy the humans? Yes.
This makes it very difficult to change later, you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. He, maybe you can also leave it, but... he laughed hysterically, so you already did.
No, I won't.
I like your laugh. Suddenly the alarm went off. The spaceship suddenly jerked and the lights turned red. Jim examined the display.
The tank is empty?
He looked at Paul, who was starting to eat the hose of the tube now.
Paul, didn't I say...
He couldn't finish the sentence as he was pushed by gravity effects into the back of his spaceships. Paul couldn't hold on either.
Spaceships?
Spacecraft.
Good.
Paul couldn't hold on either and crashed onto Jim's belly, who was gritting his teeth in pain. Ouch.
Yes.
It's so beautifully written. It's written who was gritting his teeth in pain and then
in brackets.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's my feeling when I was writing. And I was like, I felt bad for Jim. Like,
and
oh.
I know why his teeth are in pain.
Yeah.
Because of all those crispy space chips.
Spaceships. Yeah. Let's sell some spaceships. Jim recovered quickly from the shock and pushed Paul aside, trying to get to the controls, but in vain. The force pushing him backwards was too strong. Paul, on the other hand, was having the time of his life.
Computer! Do something!
Okay...
said the computer in an indifferent and slightly annoyed tone, while pillows in the form of tacos, cats, and mutated hamsters appeared out of nowhere. In the interior of the spaceship. Scream! Crash!
Wait, something like...
My poor neighbors. But they're also loud, so doesn't matter.
Are you satisfied with my scream?
Great, perfect. Darkness.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, now I wrote down... Like,
wait,
scream, crash, darkness.
Wait, let's arrange it? Okay, Dush. Now close your eyes. Wait.
Perfect.
No.
What?
Darkness.
Yes. Darkness. So, do you feel the darkness inside you now?
Yeah.
It's always there.
So, it's always there, yes.
Sometimes I manage to forget. But at night, it crawls back to me.
Oh, no. Okay, so now it's Sam's meeting again, and we are at a lake. Place unknown.
What time is it?
Shortly after the collision.
Collision, At a lake, place unknown. Sam's reading. Jim broke out of his demolished spaceship, trying to fight... sorry. Jim broke out of his demolished spaceship, trying to stand firmly on a big stone, but almost fell over into the water in this attempt. After he finally managed to gain his balance back, he made a victory pose to the greyish sky.
Might be a bit of a recurring element, the victory pose.
Yeah, it will come more. It's a gym,
goodness.
You know.
Inflationary use might...
He always does it.
It's a running gag.
So yeah, it's a running gag.
He's not overly self-conscious.
not self-conscious, but self-confident he is.
Yes.
Mainly.
Yes, I see. You know, it's got that bit of an unconscious, intricate dumbness?
Yeah, a little bit. But you saw it, like, you saw the series with me, so you know.
There's been a huge crash. There's been a difficult situation, and nothing better to do than exclaiming this?
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
Yes.
You'll understand why, because I will narrate it now.
Yeah.
So. I, Jim, successfully survived once again. Victory for Jim.
Raised his arms triumphantly. He's raising his arms. Paul was lying next to the wrecked spaceship, drooping his saliva on a taco pillow, which he was hugging. So Paul is dead and he's getting a new one.
No, Paul is just...
I'm indestructible!
No, Paul is just very relaxed and just sleeping on the taco pillow. Maybe the pillow
and
itself saved
him. And drooling because Tucker's got...
Yeah, sometimes some people or something they drool when they sleep. And Paul is doing it.
There's been too little sauce. He likes his taco with sauce.
Yeah, he likes his taco with sauce. Or maybe he just looks at the taco pillow and just likes the saliva. It's like, when you see something very, very tasty, then normally there's like more saliva produced in your mouth. And then you're like, lecker. Tasty. Mm. Delicious. I want to eat it.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Delicious delusion.
It would be more like phew.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Relief.
No, but I've got... You can you can say rather say Paul save or Paul proof. I recommend to use Paul proof.
You can say
but
what you
Paul
want.
Paul save
to
proof
use.
Would be
improvise.
Too much to
just improvise.
Improvise.
That wasn't too bad, but I really need to make my spaceship Paul proof. Computer.
Yes.
How long is the self-repair process?
30 minutes? Maybe?
So slow! Ah, great. Then I, Jim, will take a look at the area. Afterwards, all I have to do is to extract the fuel from Paul back into the spaceship, and we can continue in our tracks.
Have a nice time. Maybe. The computer said in a boring tone, while Jim was disappearing in the distance, walking along the beach, avoiding any contact with water.
It's the most indifferent electronic device I've ever encountered.
Yes.
He walked only for a few minutes, avoiding any contact with water, and now... I want to say I'm reading it correctly.
Yes, sorry, I...
Yeah. Somehow you have to get to 9,000 words, don't you?
Yeah. I just said the same thing over and over. The rest is just a repetition of what we already went.
Is this the effort? Copy and paste?
Yeah, copy and paste.
Goodness.
Took so much time.
Yeah. Control C. Control V. Now listen and repeat.
Yes.
Okay, I'm repeating this for a third time. He walked only for a few minutes, avoiding any contact with water, and now saw the leftovers of the crashed plane, half of it situated in the water, and the other half, or you could better say, pieces, spread on the beach.
Inferior technologies,
said Jim, while noticing the human corpses strewn everywhere. Or what was left over of them.
Let's see what we can do with all those leftovers. Would be a waste.
Leftovers.
To just let them spill.
Let's make some camping. Camping food.
What?
What?
It's not cannibalism if he eats humans, by the way.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious human meat.
Welcome
but
to Mindy Foods, the best in canned corpses.
Canned Mindy.
Oh, goodness.
He tried to climb over some corpses, but fell over. Oh. Something grabbed his leg. It was the woman drinking hot chocolate in the plane. I'm not going to make a video out of this.
No, don't.
I'm not going to.
You made me spill my chocolate. I hate you.
I'm just saying. Yeah, let's continue.
I'm just saying, yeah.
You know our podcast is explicit, so I'm just writing down what I like.
Insert here, warning for incredible violence.
Incredible violence. Here, warning
no,
for all of you.
No, no, you...
I think I will put a warning in the beginning of the
chapter. You did not describe the act of violence, but its results, and therefore it might be a bit easier to deal with almost corpses.
Maybe some sleeping people. Maybe you can imagine
what happens to them. Called corpses, laying in their own blood, in the water, floating below the surface.
Help!
She spat blood. Jim looked at her, bored. Her lower body was completely missing.
Up from where?
She's going to die soon. No point in asking him for help.
Mind?
Can she read minds? There are supposed to be people with such abilities. He had always been fascinated by the ability to understand each other without words. If he explored this ability, he might be able to acquire the knowledge of controlling other people's minds.
Give Mindy.
She snapped off her necklace, holding a small round stone consisting of the colors ocean blue, skylight blue, combined with a sunny yellow. An address seemed to be written on the backside, as you do.
As you do.
She held it trembling to Jim while coughing up more blood.
This is the part where I was like, I'm scared that you read it.
That's the part.
It's bloody.
Oh, do you use something like that to read minds?
Jim took the stone from her enthusiastically and examined the stone in detail. The woman made a hand movement, showing Jim to come closer to her. He obeyed, hoping to figure out the secret of mind control. She whispered something into his non-existing ears. His eyes widened, and he took his distance from her again. She was silent. She was dead. Jim observed her silent body a little longer.
A lot longer. That's interesting.
Stick with that. Poking her.
I can really imagine him doing this, actually.
Talk to me.
This sounds very in character, him just sitting there for an hour and...
Poking her.
Yes, this would be so awesome.
Answer?
No, it wouldn't. It would not. This is horrifying, Mindy. Why are you coming up with this?
I'm sorry.
You're crazy. You're crazy people.
I like that you're like saying no.
Jim observed her silent body a little longer before deciding to go back to his repaired spaceship. Paul was awake and swam in the beach holding a red...
Oh, that might be some bloody crap.
Differently. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Crap? Like, isn't it the same in... Ah, it's a B, right?
Yeah, it's crab. With a B.
Oh, sorry.
So he was holding a red crab with a P in his mouth.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that somewhere amidst all those bloody corpses, there's also some red crab.
Probably.
Stained.
Oh my god.
Paul, we have to go.
Shouted Jim while entering his spaceship, followed by a small and wet and stinky robot. They set off on their way, leaving only chaos and death behind.
I like this sentence, actually.
It's a great sentence.
Oh, you should start doing some embroidery, you know?
Put it on a pillow. Just the sentence. They set off on their way, leaving only chaos and death behind. On a pillow, hang it up.
Exactly.
Like maybe our in future, how's it called? Like fiction after lunch cups or something. Leaving only chaos and death behind.
Pillows, curtains.
Yeah.
Underwear.
I see we have potential merchandise ideas here.
And we've got a whole line just with that slogan. They set off on their way, leaving only chaos and death behind.
I think you can use this for every chapter, actually.
For every purpose in life.
Put it on a crop top.
Oh, yes.
Oh my god.
All in capitals, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like chaos and death in capitals. Or exactly. Something.
But no more than 5 words in one line because you need to fill all that down space.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much, Meg, for this wonderful comment. Yes. Hello. Here is Mindy from the future, and I just wanted to tell you that we decided to cut the episode here. Because actually the full recording of episode of chapter 19 took us in total 4 hours. So we decided to make 4 episodes out of it. So each of it is like 1 hour. So this is the first part, and the second part will come in 2 weeks or something. But if you're like, if you want to have more content from us, you can always follow us on our social media. So on all of our social media, apart from Twitter, we are called Fiction After Lunch. So yeah, Fiction After Lunch on Instagram, for example, on YouTube, Tumblr, and you can also support us on our Patreon, Fiction After Lunch, if you like. And yeah, Twitter is Fiction and Lunch. So if you like to go on Twitter and write something or something, you can do it. And yes, I think that's actually everything I just wanted to tell you here. And I hope you liked this episode until now. We are putting, like, I really put a lot of effort into this chapter, and actually the next episode will become like a bit gory, like bloody and a little bit brutal. So the whole chapter 19 is quite dark, so I'm apologizing in beforehand. So I'm very sorry. But I think you will like it. So apart from this, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye!